Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We're zoche to learn with each other. Chol HaMoed Pesach, Tavshin Pei. I'm sure that our children and grandchildren are going to look back at this Pesach, and there's history that we're making. I spoke to a big Oved Hashem, and he told me that he's struggling a little bit. The Leil HaSeder was such a high for him. It was such a special experience. And the Leil HaSeder, with the Bechina of Atem Loiseitzu Ishmi Pesach Beisai, was such a high. That high, he was hoping, would be a high that would lead to Geula Mamish. And I think we need to process. Rabbi Yaakov spoke about that there was something so special about the Leil HaSeder. What exactly are we going from and to when it comes to Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So I want to share with you a Sfas Emes, a beautiful, beautiful Sfas Emes, and try to make the Sfas Emes' point deep in terms of Chassidus, deep in terms of its textual implications, and also B'siyata D'Shmaya make it relevant. The Sfas Emes has an amazing, amazing diuk, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. He writes in Pesach Tofresh Lamed Ches, Hefresh HaGe'ula SheBe'Yitzias Mitzrayim LeKriyas Yamsuf, the difference between the Ge'ula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, and crossing the Red Sea, Al Pima De'Isa SheBnei Yisrael Nikrim Avodim Ubonim. Klal Yisrael are referred to as slaves, and also referred to as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neither of them are pejoratives. The opposite is true. Both being an Eved and both being a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate in Avodas Hashem. And we need both. The Sfas Emes continues in Tofresh Lamed Ches, U'b'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kiblu Malchus Shamayim. On Leil HaSeder, like I described to you in the past from this Oved Hashem, that we sing right after Korech, the first time a brisker is able to be mafsik from the mitzvah of Motzi Matzah until after Korech, we sing Ano Avdo Dekud Shabrichu, that's the custom in my family. We sing Kapolos Malchus Shemayim. The Sfas Emes doesn't mention this custom, but he says, we said this morning, Halolu Avde Hashem, Velo Avde Paro, that we're the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Avodim of Paro. Avodayim asher etzeisi eschem me'aretz Mitzrayim. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had to go through the Shibud of Mitzrayim in order to reach the point to truly understand what it means to be an Eved. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is about. And then the Sfas Emes says, Achakach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Bibchinas Bonim. When it comes to Shvi'i Shel Pesach, these days of going from Leil Seder to Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the process of going from children, Avodim, to children. Now, the Sfas Emes doesn't back it up with, I think, the most powerful Raya. He quotes Midrashim. He only later in his piece points out that this is replete in Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv, when we speak about, after we say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, we say, Ro Bonav Gevurasoi, Malchuscha Ro Vonecha Bekei Ayom Lefnei Moshe. The expression of us being the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only happens with Kriyas Yamsuf. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we weren't yet sons and daughters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That happens a step later. That happens with Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What we need to understand tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya, and to make it relevant in our avoda, is what exactly is this process? This process of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of being Avodim, and then becoming bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does that mean in terms of our Avodas Hashem? The Sfas Emes quotes a Medrash. V'lo nachom Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take them one way. B'midrash shelo nichem aboris baruch al tzar she'ayu lehem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first showed emotions to Klal Yisrael, feelings of a father to Klal Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim, not even with Mitzias Mitzrayim, it comes with Kriyas Yamsuf. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emotions only start with Kriyas Yamsuf. What is this transformation? What is this change? And what does it tell us about our avoda? So I want to go, of all places, the one who spells this out most beautifully and most clearly, that supplements this yesod of chassidus, is actually the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bishalach, mamish develops this idea that seems at first glance to be an abstract chassidish idea. The Beis Halevi develops it in Parshas Bishalach in terms of understanding the psukim of Kriyas Yamsuf when contrasted with Yitzias Mitzrayim. I saw this first, I think my Rebbe, the Remelech Biderman, already mentioned this in the name of the Rebbe Yehuda Asad. He quoted this in his name. But I see that the Beis Halevi already has this idea that, and we've spoken about this already this year because this is so, so relevant. The Pasuk told us on Leil Tesvav, the Pesach Mitzrayim, va'atem loiseitzu ishmi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. Don't go out, just like we can't go out. Dehutzruchu Yisrael, writes the Beis Halevi, l'shmira shlo yishloit be'em ha-mashchis v'lasot ba'os ha-layla b'mitzvahs milo Pesach. The Beis Halevi develops that all of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we, Klal Yisrael, are passive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already destined that we are supposed to go out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that there's a din and a dayon. Writes the Beis Halevi, de b'mitzrayim ikar anes, hayabias hamake, ve'oinish al mitzrim shebo olem hamakosh, sheloi kiderach hateva, umizet samach yeshuasan shel Yisrael. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael came about because we needed to be in Mitzrayim, to be avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment in which Mitzrayim needed to get punished, Klal Yisrael was going to go three. V'hatam lozet, continues the Beis Halevi, ki loy hayo b'yadam shel Yisrael z'chus li'igol al yadoy. K'may marakosav, like we said on Pesach night, v'at eirom v'eriyah, perish below z'chus li'igol, v'gam z'man agula lo'ed yadayin. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, we are, if you will, a cheftza, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, that due to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we are going to have a responsibility, v'atem mamleches koinim v'goy kodosh. But we are taken out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are taken out as avodim, to become his avodim. But as the Sfas Emes pointed out, that hargosha, that sense of a father and his child being taken care of, that only happens with Kriyas Yamsuf. But what happens at Kriyas Yamsuf? What happens at Kriyas Yamsuf is as follows. Avo b'shvi shel Pesach hayakol lehefuch. De'ikar anes hayo ma shenikra hayom lefnei Yisrael. V'nimtza de'ikar anes hayo liyushu osan shel Yisrael. U'mize yotza nekama lemitzrayim. Says the Beis Halevi, Shvi Shel Pesach is the exact opposite. Shvi Shel Pesach, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turns from one of a parent, of an Eved to his Adon, to a relationship between a parent and a child. What is that transformation? That transformation is that we are no longer a people that are being governed by destiny and responsibilities. We ourselves are beginning to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. It's no longer, Rabbosai, that we are running inside with all the mitzvahs hayom, va'atem loiseitzu ishmi pesach beso, to be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of destiny that will protect us and will bring us to the Geula Shleima, but rather there's something else that's entirely happening. There is a forging of the emotional connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, the relationship of Banim Lashem Elokeichem. Oh, says the Beis HaLevi, that is the emuna of Kriyas Yamsuf. V'yoshuvu lefnei piach iros, says the Mechilta, kidayu emuna sheminu bay sheikra lehem yam. We now take our first step forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are no longer executing our responsibilities as avadim. We are now forging the relationship, the love relationship, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that's this avoda of going from Leila Pesach into Shvi Yishol Pesach. The Beis HaLevi is ma'arich that there are many rayos, according to Midrashim, that this avoda was bederech harachamim, it was the derech of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in contrast to everything that was b'midas hadin. This is step one. Step one in our avoda is the avoda of going from those who have responsibilities and a destiny to those who have a particular personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going from avodim and then turning into banim. Now, generally, people think that this bechina, this identity of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, being guided by the love of a parent, is one in which the child feels the love of the parent, and the parent projects the love to the child in a very, very clear way. But Rabbos, I want to add something over here. And this, I think, could contextualize our avoda b'siyata d'shmaya. The Sfas Emes' point is actually not entirely correct. The Sfas Emes' point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to us as banim by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hamavir Bano Ben Gizre Yamsuf, Malchuscha Rov Anecha, that we see as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not entirely true. Because if you take a look in Shachris, there we're not referred to as Banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There we're referred to as Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yedid, what's the difference between a Yedid and a Ben? In Shachris, this whole point of the Sfas Emes is not legitimate, it's not correct. It's only correct in Ma'ariv. The Yedidim Hevarta. A Yedid is a good friend. A friend that you feel his closeness, his warmth, his caring, that's a Yedid. A Yedid has a relationship that is a function of a particular time and place. Times and places create our relationship as Yedidim. Banim is not that way. Rav Biderman Shlita said so beautifully, the way to understand this bechina of banim, he described that a few years ago there was a bus in Har HaZeisim. And Har HaZeisim has very, very steep hills. Unfortunately, here in Israel, it's not happened once or twice that buses have careened off of hills into ravines, both by terrorists and by accidents. And there was a bus on the top of one of these steep hills, and there were a bunch of school children that were on the bus, religious school children. Some of them were learning Mishnayos, others we're listening to music, and all of a sudden, the bus begins to go down that hill quite fast. And the boys all panic, and they scream, and they can't see, for those of you who are familiar here in Israel, the coach buses, often you can't see, if you don't have view of the mirror, you can't see the driver. And the boys were panicked that the bus had simply began to fall or had been attacked. And they screamed, and then one of the boys jumps up, and he says, "Yesh nahag! There's a driver here! There's a driver! There's a driver that's driving this! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our driver!" The sense that a child has that no matter what is going on, the father is driving them. A yedid is a person that you know in shachris, in mourning, when things are right, you know you have that yedid, that you have that person that's close to you. But there's another madrega of bonim, of being children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sense that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us is the best. That is the bechina of HaMavir Bonov Ben Gizrei Yamsuf. HaMavir Bonov Ben Gizrei Yamsuf is not just simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us have a relationship, but there's an understanding that that relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us by definition will always take us to the next level, even the darkest of times, which is the best for us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us the way there's nothing to panic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving us. He's carrying us. He's directing us. Umemela, the Sfas Emes is pointing out that Kriyas Yamsuf is that transformation of that relationship, but not that emotional relationship of a Yedid, the emotional relationship of a Ben. That's the transformation, the emotional relationship of a Ben. So, we might expect that when we go from the moments of Kriyas Yamsuf, where we're passive, where we're a component, as we saw in Vehisha Amda Lavosenu, we're a component of the Vav Achibur Vehisha Amda Shelo Avosenu Bilvada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it took us out because he promised it at the Bris HaBein HaBesar, Vehisha Amda. We're all part of a destiny. We're all part of a destiny. We're Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of that destiny. But there's a deeper Bechina that happens at Kriyas Yamsuf. The deeper Bechina that I trust. And the Medrash goes on, that trust of the Muna, that Mechilta that the Beis Halevi quoted, was the fact that we jumped in. We jumped into Kriyas Yamsuf. We jumped into Yamsuf. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dabra al B'nei Yisrael v'yiso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is the best for us. What does that mean in contemporary terms? It means something very beautiful and very simple. What it means in contemporary terms is that now, at these moments, when things seem to be dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the driver's seat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us dafka, not just simply as Yedidim. That's Kriyas Yamsuf when the years are good. Then there's another Kriyas Yamsuf. A Kriyas Yamsuf that's even greater. A Kriyas Yamsuf that's a time of Arvus. It's the Kriyas Yamsuf of night, when things are dark, but that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking me along the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding me. It's no coincidence that Arvis is a Rishus. Shachris is a Chiyuv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that it's a lot harder for us to access that relationship of Banim B'Shas HaChashchus. Shachris, that's a Chiyuv. There's a responsibility for everybody to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Yedid. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father in the darkness, that's harder. But Rabosai, that's what we're zocha to right now. We went through a Leil HaSeder, Va'atem Lo Seitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisai, that the Beis Halevi describes is the time of din, where we go inside and protect ourselves from the din and become part avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mevatel ourselves to the adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say ano avdo dekutcha abrichu, and we accept Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And now there's another bechina. The bechina of Kriyas Yamsuf, particularly in times of Choshech, is where a person counts their blessings as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given me so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this time that I thought I would never be able to survive, being apart and separate from the rest of Klal Yisrael, that somehow I've been able, through so many things, to feel closeness of my family, through so many things, to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to feel that even in darkness, I'm not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I have to go to Minyan. No one is watching where I'm davening and when I'm davening. But I'm truly davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I feel at the end of the day, in Mizman HaChashchus, that I have one entity that is always going to guide me for the best of for that which is the best. Rabosai, that's the Avoda. In a sentence, to ask ourselves how we are transforming ourselves of Anna Avda de Kudsha de Brichu to Bonim Lashem Elokechem. And it's not a coincidence that the moment in which we end that avoda of Bonim Hashem Elokechem is the moment in which that we are ready to complete the first week of Sfiras HaOmer. The first week of Sfiras HaOmer is the week of Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, is what brings us and catapults us towards Kabbalah Satorah, where it's Yiskol El Hakol. We have two parshias of Sfiras HaOmer. You have the parsha of Sfiras HaOmer of Re'eh, and you have the parsha of Sfiras HaOmer of Emor. The parsha of Sfiras HaOmer of Emor, writes the Shem Yishmuel, is the counting of each individual growing from his Karban Sa'orim to Shtei Alechem. He's growing in his personal avoda. And that's what the avoda of the Sfiras HaOmer of Parshas Emor is about. But there the counting is a counting of days. It's not a counting, it's not simply a counting of weeks. Parshas Re'eh is the counting of weeks. There the Pasuk refers to everybody as one Sibur. Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. Va'asisa Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha is concluded in Parshas Re'eh. Over there, once we've become banim for of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once we're complete Shvi Shel Pesach, that the going out of Mitzrayim was not simply it's our destiny to go out of Mitzrayim. It's not that we are stuck as Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because at first glance, that's what it is. We're stuck. We're going through the Midbar, and we have no one except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, kof aleihem har kigigis, that we're forced. Comes along Shvi Shel Pesach, and no, vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdoi, the bechina of emunah, the trust that our Father is guiding us, that makes us and binds us no matter where we are. Even if each one of us is stuck in our homes, each one of us are together as banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zochet to see the geula that doesn't come with Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Geula that comes with Shvi Shel Pesach, it's not a coincidence. I don't know Kabbalah, but it's not a coincidence that the Mekubalim spoke about the idea of Shmini Shel Pesach as being the Zman of Geula. Many had made a mistake. They thought, Va'atem lo seitzu ishmi Pesach Pesa, that the ultimate is the Leil HaSeder. The ultimate is not the Leil HaSeder. The ultimate is the sense of emuna, of being banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that happens, and will only happen when we, in the darkness, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you're guiding me as a father. Once we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us as a father, so then we're ready for the Geula Shleima. B'siyata d'shmaya may be in this year, may be zocha to mekabel Mashiach Tzakenu, and we continue to grow together as banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby be able to be zocha to make the next step towards Vasisa Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha, as described in Parshas Re'eh.